980 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New data showing a stronger than expected jobs report last month. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the numbers.
U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong 216,000 jobs in December, according to the latest monthly surveys by the Labor Department, a sign of continued economic strength. The unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%. November's gain was revised downward a bit. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected a jobs gain of 170,000 and the unemployment rate to go up a little.
President Biden in the battleground state of Pennsylvania today, making his first major speech of his reelection campaign. He's expected to focus on the threat to democracy in the wake of the January 6th attacks at the Capitol nearly 3 years ago and the stakes due to global conflicts. A watchdog group in Illinois filing a 14th Amendment challenge in an effort to keep former President Trump off the state's primary ballot, claiming he's ineligible due to his role in the January 6th insurrection. This is ABC News. A French study has found that an anti-malaria drug recommended by former President Trump as a COVID treatment is connected to the death of at least 17,000 people worldwide.
In 2020, during the first wave of the pandemic, hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug, was prescribed off-label to treat and as a preventative measure against COVID-19. This despite a lack of evidence that it was effective against the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now researchers in France and Canada analyzing hospitalization data, finding that nearly 17,000 people across six countries, including the U.S., may have died after taking hydroxychloroquine, with the mortality rate in those that took the drug rising 11%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Peloton bringing its workouts to TikTok. The partnership will allow for new plans to exercise with or without equipment. Peloton will have a hub on TikTok with content that includes video of workouts and celebrity collaborations. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
Playing what we want.
So happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me. It felt so long. again.
Where is my friend when I need you most?
today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, yeah. Besides the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Each of these messages delays Jack FM's bankruptcy hearing just a little longer.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 29. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Snow likely. Lows dip down to about 24. Slight chance of snow. Tomorrow 32. Cloudy skies expected. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 20s. Slight chance of snow Sunday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 30 Tuesday, 28 Wednesday, and 23 on Thursday. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26 degrees.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM once ate a Shetland pony in 58 seconds.
Sweet singing leaves in the wind, the whisper that calls after you. Is your New Year's resolution to stop calling radio stations? 866-930-JACK.
What you did there, Jack.
103.1. Jack FM. still believe in phones, ring us up at 866-930-JACK. You spend at Jack FM is one less your descendants will have to fight over.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose, so choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin, so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 29. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Snow likely. Lows dip down to about 24. Slight chance of snow. Tomorrow 32. Cloudy skies expected. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 20s. Slight chance of snow Sunday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 30 Tuesday, 28 Wednesday, and 23 on Thursday. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Rumors spreading around. Your life takes its time. About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM has been snubbed again for a Golden Globe nomination.
FM, now under no management.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. Time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross-tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. I've been bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. That top is spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. My to set on an overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. Of my own, here we go. Dry. Face is numb.
Positively, positively, Jack.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go